Yeah, hi. My name is Ed Stern. I'm calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a town home, an apartment, condominium, manufacturer, or mobile home?
Single-family.
Single-family, thank you. Okay, single-family. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. And please tell me, what year was your home built?
2021.
I'm sorry, say that again. The year? Hello?
I said 2021.
I'm sorry. Thank you. 2021. I appreciate that. Thank you. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
4 years.
Thank you. And have you or any adult in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, 3 hurricane, 4 and 5 hurricane. Have you experienced that? Any? Yes?
Yeah.
Which one?
It was kind of mild, so I don't know. What's the lowest category?
1.
Yeah, 1. And I think it's 2 since I've been here. Hurricane 1 and Hurricane 2 since I've been here.
Okay. Do you remember the name and what year did it happen? The name of the hurricane?
Don't remember the name. The year was 2022.
Okay. And the name?
I don't remember the name. I
don't remember the name? Okay. Thank you. And have you or any adults in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
No.
How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how will you prepare?
I have a hurricane kit, and I will be looking to see if they're, you know, they were told to evacuate.
Okay. Thank you. When will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Within 48 hours? Within 36 hours? Or your home is already prepared, and you could be secure within a few hours? Or
pretty secure. I can be prepared in a few hours. I'll probably prepare as early as possible.
Okay, thanks. And consider yourself and others in your household. How certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, not certain at all?
Very certain.
Thank you. Please select your top 3 sources of information, and I'm going to read you a list, and you tell me which ones. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, or WhatsApp.
Usually TV, radio, and I use the internet, but I don't, not social media. I just use the internet to look up the weather and stuff, weather apps.
Okay, thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, which 1 being the least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how will you rate your house for preparedness? 1 to 5?
5.
Thank you. And how have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? And I'm going to read you this: transportation costs, cost of income or employment, cost of housing, cost of insurance, property taxes, cost of childcare, cost of food and other essentials, or other, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness.
None of the above.
Thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
No. Neither flood nor evacuation. Thank you. when will you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued within 48 hours, within 36 hours, if a Category 3 hurricane or strong was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if an emergency management official order you to evacuate, or probably never, or other?
Within 48 hours, most likely. That's, I knew it was coming for sure.
Okay. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby friend or family? Another location within the state? As far as possible? To another state? You will not leave under any circumstances or other?
Oh, my gosh. You came to the next state. I can either go to another state with family or go somewhere within the state if it wasn't going to hit there.
Okay, thanks. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
Two.
Thanks. Okay. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy, if you know it?
$5,300.
Wow. Okay. Let me put a comma here. How confident are you that you could come up with $5,300 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I'm certain that I could come up with the full $5,300. I could probably come up with the $5,300. I could probably not come up with the $5,300. I am certain that I could not come up with the $5,300. Don't know and prefer not to say.
No, I could probably come up with it.
I'm sorry? Say that again?
I said I could probably come up with it.
Okay. Thank you. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decreased significantly? Decreased somewhat? Remained the same? Increased somewhat? Increased significantly? Or don't know?
Increased somewhat.
And how about 1 to 3 years? Did they decrease significantly, decrease somewhat, remain the same, increase somewhat, increase significantly, or don't know?
Yeah, just somewhat.
Okay. About 3 to 5 years?
I haven't been here that long, so I don't know.
Okay. And 5 to 10 years, you don't know because you haven't been there that long. Okay, thank you.
So right.
As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change your insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage? Other or nothing, continue paying higher rate?
It's really not that high for what I have personally, I don't think, but if it was continuously going up, I would try to shop around for a better rate.
Okay, so right now you remain the same, nothing, you continue to pay in the higher rate, correct?
Yeah.
Thanks. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100 or 80% to less than 100? 60% to less than 80%? Less than 60%?
100 to 80%.
Okay. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, I will not move from my home.
Well, I'm moving to another state if I get into that.
Okay. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes or no?
Nope.
Thank you.
No.
If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government? Government should not be involved in recovering efforts.
State government.
Thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have in the following? That local building codes are being enforced, 1 to 5. 1, no confidence. 2, 3, reasonable confidence. 4, high. 5 is very high confidence.
I say 4.
Thank you. the local land use and planning takes into account hurricane risk. 1 to 5.
3.
Thank you. The new developments take into account hurricane wind risk.
3.
The new developments take into account flood risk.
2.
The building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
3.
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the survey. I really appreciate it. We are 71%, only a few more questions. I appreciate it. Thank you. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Yes, I believe so.
Yes and yes, and it's happening, it will be affected? Yes and yes, right?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Would you consider selling your home in the private market as part of a government buyout program or neither?
Neither.
Okay. Thank you. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes? No action should be taken, or other.
That's a good one.
I know.
Because nobody wants to pay more taxes, but I understand you got to pay for something.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just say increase income taxes, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Most of private coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned? Moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, not at all concerned.
Slightly concerned.
Okay. When you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job or other?
Price,
what else? I need three of them.
Price, neighborhood, and proximity to job.
Thank you. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year? Between 1 to less than 3 years? Between 3 years to less than 5 years? Between 5 to less than 10 years? Between 10 to less than 20? More than 20?
More than 20.
Thank you. Finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your ages between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64?
35 to 54.
Thank you. And what is your gender? I have to read it like that.
Male.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household? And anyone under the age of 12?
No.
And anyone on over 65 or older?
No.
Okay. What is your marital status? Single, never married, married or living with a partner, widow, divorced, separate, or other?
Married. I'm married.
Thank you. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member in your household? Less than high school, some college graduate degree, or other?
Graduate degree.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And what is your racial group? What racial group do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Asian, Native American? Or
Black African American. Black African American.
Thank you. And what language is most often spoken in your home? English, Spanish, or other?
English.
Thank you. Please tell me which is the income range for your household, under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75 to 100,000, over 100,000.
Over 100,000.
Thank you. And this is all the questions I have. Thank you so very much for your responses. You have a nice evening. Take care. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. Yep. Bye.
All right. Bye.